This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, DHS is readying the third iteration of a major multiple award contract. The Army is scrambling to replace funds that were depleted due to the pandemic. And not enough people are donating blood to the military health system anymore. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The Homeland Security Department is about ready to kick the third iteration of its popular small business contract called First Source into high gear. DHS plans to release the final First Source 3 solicitation on or about April 6th. The multiple award contract has a $10 billion ceiling. The draft RFP detailed two functional areas, IT value resellers and software licensing and services. DHS expects to make awards until early 2022 and extended the current First Source contract through March 2022. BGov reports DHS and its components spent most of the $3.5 billion on First Source 2 since 2016. The top Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee supports more money for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Committee ranking member John Katko says CISA should play quarterback for cybersecurity in the federal government and should get paid like one.
I could easily see them at a $5 billion level in the not-too-distant future if we give them the tools that they need to dispatch the duties of a quarterback. There's so many things that we need them to do.
CISA now has administrative subpoena power over internet service providers when the agency detects critical vulnerabilities in national infrastructure. But Katko says CISA needs to encourage the private sector to turn over more information about the cyber threats they face. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The Army says its working capital fund will need a cash injection of $600 to $900 million by the end of the year. The service is working internally and with the Pentagon on how to find that money. The fund was depleted by effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Army used the fund to pay for health and safety leave for employees and for overtime for personnel, making up for a smaller workforce. The Navy and Air Force both received $475 million from the COVID Relief Act for their capital funds. The Army did not expect that it would be using as much of its fund as it did and did not request any relief dollars. The military's program for collecting blood and plasma donations says it's facing an emergency supply problem. Fewer people are donating at on-base blood donation centers during the COVID-19 pandemic. At one site at Fort Hood, Texas, for example, donations are down to 5 to 15 per week. Normally, the center would be getting about 500 per week. The Veterans Affairs Department will soon have the authority it needs to vaccinate more people. The House unanimously passed the Save Lives Act. It allows VA to vaccinate all veterans, not only those enrolled in the agency's healthcare system. It also gives VA authority to vaccinate veteran spouses and family members. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. The legislation stems from the leaders of the House and Senate VA committees. They say they've been impressed with VA's vaccine distribution efforts. Another temporary pause for VA's signature electronic health records project. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
The Department of Veterans Affairs will conduct a strategic review of its EHR program, and it may delay future deployments of the platform at other VA hospitals. Secretary Dennis McDonough says he made the decision after reviewing the EHR deployment at VA's first go-live site in Spokane, Washington. Members of Congress say they're hearing concerns about the deployment there. Some staff are struggling to use the new system to fill prescriptions for veterans. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
Iran has made threats against an Army post in Washington, D.C. and against the Army's vice chief of staff. That's according to two senior U.S. intelligence officials who spoke to the Associated Press. The threats are one reason the Army has pushed for more security around Fort McNair, which sits alongside D.C.'s bustling waterfront district. City leaders are skeptical, though, about the Army's plan to add a large buffer zone from the shore of the Washington Channel. That plan would cut off access to about half of the width of the waterway. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is partnering with Intel to expand domestic production of custom computer chips. As part of a three-year partnership, Intel will work with the University of Florida, Texas A&M, and the University of Maryland on new security measures that will prevent reverse engineering and counterfeiting. DARPA says the program enhances supply chain security for defense technology and moves U.S. IT systems closer to a zero-trust environment. The SkyWave Lab sounds like something out of the future, but the Air Force just started building it in New Mexico. Federal News Network Scott Massioni fills us in.
A 3,500-square-foot, $3.5 million facility that will help with space experimentation around the globe is under construction at Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. The new lab, which will have 72 acres of land, will host large antennas and sensors that allow researchers to monitor the space environment. The team working in SkyWave Lab will develop and test radio and optical analysis of near-Earth space. The work will directly translate into improving the military's presence outside of Earth. The team's temporarily working in shipping containers until the building is finished. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
And a former State Department employee and his spouse are sentenced for trafficking hundreds of thousands of dollars in counterfeit goods through e-commerce accounts on state computers at the U.S. Embassy in South Korea. The Justice Department says Gene Thompson, who was an information programs officer at the embassy, and his wife Becky Zhang pled guilty to doing so. Thompson received 18 months in prison. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our Coronavirus Resource page. I'm Eric White.